Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. We've talked about bears and how they hibernate, but there are some bears that do not hibernate during the snow because they live in the snow and they like it. And they are polar bears. They're big, white, fluffy bears. We have a new niece in our family. And because we have a new baby in our family, there's stuff you have to think about. And that's kind of what this story is about today. What you do when there's another family member. So, if you've got new family, new babies in your family, this story is for you. It is called Roly Poly by Mem Fox and Jane Dreyer, and read today by Mommy and
Chicken, 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 Boom, Boom.
Chicken, 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 Boom, Boom. Wow. That's a lot of chickens.
Because my cat likes to flip around, and whenever he lands on the ground, he goes boom.
Fair like enough. Boom. I like it. Well, can I call you Chick for short? It'd be a lot easier. Okay, Chick, Chicken, 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 Boom, Boom.
For short, you can call me Chicken, Chicken, Boom, Boom.
Chicken, Chicken, Boom, Boom. Okay, I have a story for you, Chicken, Chicken, Boom, Boom. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Yes. Let's do it. Once upon a time, way up near the top of the world, there lived a polar bear named Roly Poly. He had a father and a mother, but no sister or brother. The bed he slept in was his bed and his alone. And in the picture, oh my goodness, friends, what a cozy looking room he has. And I dare say, everything in there looks warm and snuggly and fun. The fish he caught were his fish and his alone. The walrus tooth he played with was his walrus tooth and his alone. Life was grand. And then one morning, Roly Poly found a perfect stranger sharing his very own bed.
Who is that?
He asked.
A little brother,
said his father.
His name is Monty.
Little brother? Said Roly Poly. But I never asked for a little brother, and I don't want one now.
I know, said his mother. But we think you will adore him. Roly Poly put his nose in the air and pretended not to hear. And in the picture, we can see him sticking his nose in the air. Although I have to say, I think Monty is absolutely precious. Isn't he the cutest little guy you've ever seen? Monty tumbled all over him.
Hey, said Roly Poly, don't do that. I never asked for a little brother, and I don't want one now.
He stood up and stormed off. Later, Monty sat on him.
Hey,
said Roly Poly,
don't do that. I never asked for a little brother, and I don't want one now.
He stood up and stormed off again.
I'm coming too, said Monty.
Roly Poly put his nose in the air and pretended not to hear. A little later, Roly Poly caught a fish. He was just about to eat that fish when Monty grabbed it from him.
Hey!
Said Roly Poly.
Don't do that!
I never asked for a little brother, and I certainly don't want one now.
Why did Monty, what possessed Monty to grab it from him?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. When you have a little brother or a little sister that's a lot littler than you are, sometimes they don't think the way you think. They don't understand that if you're holding something, that it belongs to you. He probably thought, oh, my brother has that, and my brother loves me, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me having it. And so he just took it. They have to learn eventually to not take things that do not belong to them. But when they're very little, you have to have a lot of grace for your brothers and sisters. He stormed off again, clutching the walrus tooth tightly to his chest.
I'm coming too,
said Monty. Roly-Poly put his nose in the air and pretended not to hear. Monty crept up behind Roly-Poly and snatched the walrus tooth right out of his paws. Oh, Monty, that's not kind. We've got to teach Monty better manners, don't we?
Get lost! Yelled Roly-Poly. Get lost right now!
And precisely at that moment, the ice beneath them groaned and cracked and broke in two, and Monty began to drift away. Roly-Poly put his nose in the air and pretended not to notice. The gap in the ice grew wider.
Help!
Cried Monty.
Help!
Roly-Poly pretended not to hear. I know. What's going on here? Roly-Poly, check your heart. Oh, dear.
Help!
Cried Monty again, at which point Roly-Poly could bear it no longer.
Don't cry, little Monty,
he called out.
Please don't cry. I'm on my way.
And he leapt into the icy sea. And from that day onward, believe it or not, in spite of everything, Roly-Poly and his little brother lived happily ever after.
Well,
mostly. I'm proud of Roly-Poly for making the choice to save his brother. That is your solemn duty when you are an older brother. Your job, believe it or not, is to help your younger brother or sister and keep them safe.
But if you have an older brother or sister?
Then you also have a duty to them. If you're the younger brother or younger sister, then it is your duty to make sure you are respectful and kind to them. And then everybody gets along really good.
And don't call on your brothers.
Yeah, probably best not to. And that, our dear friends, is the end.
Amen.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.